that we're preaching on. It's called We Are One. And it's important because we're wrapping up the kingdom series, all right? And last week we talked about the treasure of the kingdom. We really talked about you being the treasure. But I want us to understand that I talked about it over and over and over again and so on so many different occasions, the importance of who we are and being one. The problem we have is we don't see ourselves really as one. But if you know anything about science or spirituality, then you have a better grasp of us. All of us. I often tell the men in men's ministry, I says, you don't need to cheat on your wife because they all have the same plumbing system. All the rest of it is in your brain. It's the way you think, right? The uniqueness of all of us, to understand the uniqueness of us being one, is that all of us have the exact same system, right? And so when God created the system, he really didn't make us unique in the sense that everybody is different, but yet we are different. But he really made us, let us know that we're really all one coming from him. And everything is created by the all, which is God himself. And from God, everything else came. And all living creatures, right? And so somehow, some way, people along the way kind of disjointed us and not let us understand that we're part of this web and we're so interconnected, we're more interdependent than we are independent. And if we understand that, we'd be a lot better. We wouldn't have the wars, we wouldn't have the fighting, we wouldn't have the jealousy, the envy, and all that, because we wouldn't look at someone else, man, better than us or beg for something that belongs to someone else, or envy of what someone else have, right? Not realizing that we all have access to everything that's in the universe, right? Because God gave all of us access to the same thing. We all. Now, some of us are limited because we don't reach the potential or we don't go after the things that God have available for us. But so many people believe that and they go after it, and they work together in unison. And the key that brings it all together is that glue that's called love, right? And because God is love, love is the thing that really is really a feeling and emotion that really comes from the heart. And whatever comes from the heart will touch the heart. And the thing is, when we really are sinking, and we really, anybody that have a real genuine relationship with God, everybody I've talked to, all the books I've read, and all the videos and the podcasts I've listened to, those people who have a devout love for God and spirituality, whatever faith they're in, those who have a genuine love for God, you can tell because they have a great love for humanity, right? There's something about the people that they connect to. So God, because there's something about knowing when God is operating in you, you get to see him in other people. And you do whatever you can to try to make the life of other people better. Or you do whatever you can not to hurt other people. It's because we really are one. All of us really are one. Now, the problem is religion along the way separated us, right? And so some people who think they are holier than thou, and they feel like they have a corner on the market and they know who God is or they know who Christ is, and then they have a tendency to want to put other people down or discredit your relationship with God because it's not the same as theirs. But if they really are honest with themselves, they realize there's not a big difference between you and me, right? And we're so I need you and you need me, right? And so it's so important that we all work together. No one in this world, no one, I don't care how good you are, you can be the best athlete in the world. You're not going to be successful by yourself. I wouldn't care if you're in track and field. I wouldn't care if you're a wrestler and they say you by yourself, you're going to need a great coach or you're going to need a great trainer. I don't care if you're a great writer, you're going to need someone to edit your work. I don't care what you do in this world, you're always, always going to need someone else in order to make you great. You never, ever, ever can be great on your own. I don't care who you are, right? So sometimes people want to discredit other people, think, I did this thing. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. No one in this world pulls themselves up by their own bootstraps. Every single person in this world depends on someone else. I don't care how great you are. I don't care how great the team is. Everybody, think about it. Michael Jordan, as good as he was, he's only good as the players around him, right? He's only good as his trainer, right? He's only good as his financial advisor, right? So you always have a team of people. God always have a team of people with his gifts working on your behalf, right? And the gift you have work on behalf of others. So if we understand that we all work together, and what I have is really given to me for me also to really represent God in whatever I do. So whatever I have, I can't brag about how great I am. I can't brag about I'm the one because I can do this thing, and I don't need anybody. I don't care how smart you are. You're only as smart as what someone else download in your system. And I know some of you all don't believe that. Some of you all say, well, I just downloaded from God. But even if you read a book, that person was talking to you. Right? You just don't move in this world alone, right? It's because we all connected and we all need each other. And once we understand that we really are one, right, it'll make a huge difference. Now, Jesus Christ, who was so unique in the sense that the world, the Christian world, said, well, he's God in the flesh and he reincarnated himself. Even Jesus, when he was praying, he knew down the road, right, that this day was coming. And so he was praying to the Father because he needed the Father. Everybody say he needed the Father. He couldn't do this thing alone. So when he prayed to the Father, right? And I know I got to prove that because some of you all don't believe it. So I got to go prove it if I don't, right? So it says, if you go to John, the 17th chapter, right? Starting at verse 20 in that 17th chapter, he says, I am praying. This is Jesus talking. He said, I am praying not only for these disciples, he's talking about his disciples that he had with him, right? But also for all who will ever, what? Believe in me through their message, right? So they're going to be teaching you something, and based on the teachings of the disciples passed down through not just the 12, but all his disciples, all the teachings, he said, people are going to believe in me, right? And Jesus really was really the Holy Spirit reincarnated. It was like the Holy Spirit is really, I always read the Bible, and I read the Bible whenever I see Jesus, I always insert the Holy Spirit. Because in John, that first chapter, that 14th chapter, it said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, right? And so the Spirit of God lives in us. So the Spirit of Christ lives in all of us, right? And that's important. And don't think you have a corner on the market and it's just you, because you have a deep relationship with God. All of us have him, but some of us just don't recognize it. Right? So he says, I'm praying for those who don't even know, but they're going to learn about me because I'm going to be dead and gone out of this world about my Father's business, and they're going to believe based on what you taught them and what you passed along. Now, it's important because we all connected, right? Then he went on and says, I pray that they will be what? One. Everybody say one. That was his prayer. I often say that I believe Jesus said, I'm willing to die that they understand who they are. Kill me if it take my life for them to understand who they are and to understand unity and oneness. He said, I'm willing to take my life. He said, because I'm willing to go to the cross on this one. I believe with all my heart this is the way to go. Right? He said, and he praying to the Father. Now listen, now he's not saying that. He said, I pray. Everybody say, I pray. That means he was talking to God on behalf of us, right? He says, I pray that they will be one. Watch this here. Just as you and I are what? One. As you are in me. Who in me? Just like the Father is in him, right? Because he wants you to understand it, because people didn't understand it, because people was always wanting to control people back then, right? Just like they do today. But he wanted you to understand the power of God. He said, listen, remember in John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The mission was that I wanted all of mankind to recognize who they were. All of mankind. I want them to understand the power of unity. I want them to understand the power of God in their life like God is in my life. Right? And so Jesus embraced God with all he had. Right? And he believes, and he said, listen, and I want them to understand, I want them to have a relationship just like I have a relationship with you. So he said, I pray that they will be one just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, you are in me, and I am where? In you. And may they be where? In us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. Because the message was God wanted the world to know that he wanted all of us to be one with him. So Jesus' message was a message of reconciliation. It was about getting people to understand who they are with him, trying to come back into unity with him. All of us, even the drug dealers, right, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the ones who wasn't no good, who thought they were some good and who felt like they were some good and wasn't no good, the ones you thought wasn't no good, God wants them to understand who he is and who they are. Because when he created you, he never, ever made a mistake. He knew when he created you for success. He never created us for failure, right? So I don't care what background, care who you was raised with, or who raised you, what culture you was in. God's mission was to let you know who you are in him. And he said, every one of you are. So here's the thing. I know you don't believe it, but he says, whenever they believe it, let's say you don't believe it, the minute you do, you in. Right? Because he's telling you, listen, I just need you to get this thing. Because once the switch is flipped, the world changes. Every single person who embraced God, who did not have a relationship with God, and they fell in love with God, they fell in love with people. Right? They changed. Their mind changed. The reason why their mind changed is because now God is active in their life. So now God lives through them. So it's not I, but it's the Christ that liveth in me. So now the Holy Spirit is driving the car. And I'm just coming along for the ride. Right? Once I believe it. If I don't believe it, I keep on doing what I'm always doing, but I'm always connected to him. And here's the thing, Tony. He's always, even if you don't believe, he's always knocking on the door and telling you, I'm here. Whenever you get ready to flip this thing, I'm with you. I'm rolling with you. Even if you're a crook and you're no good, he's going to tell you, don't you steal. Don't you take that. That's not right. Right? Don't you dare do that. He's always reminding you about righteousness. Right? And then you may make the decision that you're going to go the other way, but he's going to be there to tell you, now listen, this way is not good. It's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for your family. Right? He said, you need to make the right choice. So you go ahead and you do what you want to do. And then all of a sudden, something happens and you lose a loved one and then the table flips. And then all of a sudden, man, for God I live, for God I die, right? He's my all in all, and I can do all things through Christ. Now I realize that he's the one that give me strength, right? But not just me, he give all of us the strength, right? So we like this big web, and we're connected, right? And we all are in the same position. So when he, in Genesis chapter 2, when he said, and he breathed into man the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. Listen, when the Spirit of God overtakes you, right, and he's inside of you, and he's pulling at you, and you got a battle. Paul said, whenever I desire to do good, evil is always present. That's God inside of you saying, come on. Come on. Listen, let's go down this road. I'm trying to get you to Chicago the easy way. But you want to go toward Ludington when you should be going toward Benton Harbor, right? He said, it's a long way around this way. I can help you go. I can give you the shortcut if you just embrace me, right? And then I have a lot of people along the way that's going to help you. You know, I often read, I do a lot of history reading, right? And then I was reading about the slave trade and everything that happened, man, during that slave trade. And then we went on a trip called Sankofa. And on the Sankofa, we went to the house where the Underground Railroad had taken place. And there's this little room that these abolitionists lived, these white people, and in the room, they had a little hole in the ground. And then they would open the little cellar door, Chris, and the people would climb underneath, and they would go, and they had a tunnel, man, that would take them to the lake, right? And you had a group of white people, Europeans, who had such a love, who knew the gift of God and the love of God, and they understood that all people were human. And they all had God attributes. So they said, I'm willing to put my life on the line to help save your life. Right? And so they would hide the people, and they would slip in at night through this tunnel so they can get to the boat so they can get to freedom. Right? Now, these were people who, during the time of slavery and all this here, that when people was just furious about some of the conditions. Right? But because they understood who God was and they had embraced God. Now, remember, some people embraced God. We thought they embraced God, and they was going to church, praising God, loving God, but they didn't. They was having picnics. You know, and so when they was having a picnic, they would go to church, and then they would go out and say, let's pick a Nick and eat around him while we watch him hang in the name of God. That's where the picnic come from, right? But they supposed to have a relationship with God, but they wasn't. But those who found out about it and realized, like, this is not, they said, oh, this ain't right. And they understand who they were. And then the blacks was just as important to them as the whites. So they says, listen, I know this little black girl over here. She can't read. So I'm going to sneak and put my life on the line and teach her how to read when the master is not watching. Because God was going to change the world. And he's going to change the world, man, one person at a time. But he knew he had direct connect with all of us. So he knew he had all of our hearts. Right? So he just tugs at your heart. And he knew we all had the same heartstring. Right? And I want you guys to know that we are one. We have the same heart. And we can look at people because humanity say, hey, listen, you better, don't you trust in white people? They ain't no good. All of them bad. They say the same thing about you. And you're not like everybody else. It's some people that's got a dark heart, right? But when their heart get right, some of us wasn't no good. We used to sell drugs. We used to steal. We used to hustle, cheat on people's wives and all this kind of stuff. But we don't do that no more because the switch was flipped. And then we realized the value of everybody. And when it changed, we changed. And because we changed, the world changed. Everybody said, what you mean the world changed? Because the world is the way you see it. It's through your lens, right? So his world may not change, but your world changed because through your eyes, you see things totally different because now you understand that we are all one and it's not about me, right? And Jesus was praying for you all. He said, God, please let them understand that we are one, right? Just like you and I are one. I think he was saying that because everybody understand who Christ was, and they understand the relationship with Christ and God. He said, but they don't understand who they are, though. We love Jesus, and we praise him with all our hearts, but we won't put ourselves in his category. But let's talk about it, right? Here's what he says in verse 22. He says, I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. Jesus said, I gave them the glory. I gave them what you gave me, right? So when the Holy Spirit was downloaded, now remember, he's talking to the Father. Everybody say he's talking to the Father. So he's not playing the role of the Father because he's talking to the Father. And he's telling the Father, listen, I gave them what you gave me. I poured into them, right? That's why he told him, the harvest is great, but the labors are few, right? Now listen to what he says. He said, I am in them because they have embraced me. And remember, those 12 men changed the world. We're sitting here today because there were some guys that took what God meant for life. And they was willing to die that the world be saved. Like some of you all. Right? So once you understand who you are and that we are the one, then when I see you, I'm not going to tell you I don't get mad because you hurt me, but I just know when you hurt me, it was for my good. So I just need to learn a lesson from it because the only reason it happened is because God wanted me to learn something, right? He meant it for my bad, but God meant it for my good. And he used you to help bless me because if I didn't get this lesson through you, I would never be the man I am or you wouldn't be the woman you are, right? Because we are connected and we are the same. And just like I learned from you because you hurt me, you learn from somebody else because somebody hurt you. Because we are connected. And it's important to understand that. And once you understand it, the world changes. Because you don't need money. Nobody needs money. What we need is love. Love is greater than money. Because love will make you pay somebody else's doctor bill. You know, I remember a story. I don't know how true it is. But it was a young man he was a young boy working at a little fish market once. And he helped the man. And one time the man, later on in life, the guy was sick. And the surgeon was the little boy he gave to help him with the fish. right? Because you don't know what God is doing for you, right? He said, we all connected. Everybody said, we are one. He said, I am in them and you are in me. May they, everybody said they, experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. And this is he talking to the Father on behalf of you, because he wants us to understand the power of unity. Everybody said the power of unity. It's about one. Right? And then let me hurry and get across to you, because I'll tell y'all I'm going to be done. Y'all don't think I'm going to be done at 12:30. Before me, look, Dr. Briggs looking at me and say, you won't pull it off. I'm going to do it, Briggs. My name is not Dr. Stephanie Briggs. I know the program's going to be done at 3. It was 3:30. I'm going to be done. See what I'm saying? Now, so here it is. 24 says, Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Watch this here. Then they can see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Everybody say the power of one. He's trying to show you, because the only thing that makes us one is the Spirit of God. Because we were raised in different families. It's the power of the Spirit, right? And then I'm going to hit you with Ephesians, and then we're going to get out of here. It says, therefore, listen to Paul, what Paul was saying. Paul was right. He wrote to the church of Ephesus. He says, therefore I pray, right? Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Everybody said to be one. Everybody said to be one. So we're really called to work as one, not as a group. He said, because remember, the body of Christ, you make up the body. All of us make up the body of Christ. Right? Every one of us got special gifts. He said, always be humble. Everybody said be humble. And gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. And the reason why I tell you that, because the same problem you have is the same problem I have. Right? Then he says this here. And I got 2 minutes. He says, make every effort to keep yourself what? United in the what? Everybody say united in the Spirit. Binding yourself together with peace. Everybody says it's a spiritual thing. But there's one body, one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. Then he says this, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. Listen, there's no difference. He's living through all of us. I know some of you all, listen, we all got philosophical differences, right? And we read different things and we got this ideology, but I promise you, you would never do anything independent. And if you think you're better than somebody else, you're not, right? We all in the same boat. Some of us just have arrived a little quicker. Some of us hit the switch a long time ago, right? And some of us flicking the switch. I think I'm in there. I don't know. I'm there. But I'm telling you, right? Listen. Then he says this, and I'm closing. He says, there's no longer Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, male or female, for you are all. Everybody say, you are all. Watch this here. The reason why he said in Christ, because you are all one with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one in all of us. Right? The problem we have, as I close, is some people only think they got the Holy Spirit. So because they only think they got it, they think you don't have it. So they holier than thou, lying behind closed doors. They cheating on their husbands, on their wives. They stealing from their employer in the name of speaking in tongues. Right? And they think you're not right when they know they need a deliverance. If you think I'm lying, ask the tax preparer to prepare the taxes. You know, we went on a conference, and Dr. Abbey, you notice it. You go to the conference, and they tell you, it's more pastors that's dealing with pornography, male and female, in the name of the Holy Spirit. I went to a conference. There was 10,000 people there. And the main speaker, he was so good. I said, ooh, this guy right here, bad. He was drinking more Hennessy and smoking cigars. Am I telling the truth? They had a whole thing of Hennessy laying out. They had expensive cigars. And they was laying back with their expensive suits. They were talking, I said, these guys right here. Got up next to me, he's the keynote speaker. Preached the house down. So when people try to make you think you got it and they don't, we all have it, except some of us just haven't embraced it. We just doing us. But if we ever get God for real and Jesus make us one and the Holy Spirit live through us, I won't be calling my wife a B. I won't be cussing everybody out. I won't be cheating my employers. I won't be lying to people, running game, conning all this. It's if for God I live, if I die before I cheat you, right? That's when you know the Holy Spirit is working in you. Because then you see the next person as you. Then you realize we all one. Like God made us one, right? And then we'll do, stand to your feet because I told you I'm going to be done. I'm 2 minutes over. Stand. I've been watching the news on this Abraham Torre out of, listen, the guy, they so mad at him because he said, I'm tired of y'all coming over here stealing our land, our gold. He said, this is it. Right? I'm telling you, you should be tired of the devil stealing your joy. You should be tired of the devil lying to you about who you are. Recognize who you are in God. Recognize who your brother and sister is in Christ. And you, if they don't represent him, you represent him. If they don't know who God is, show them what God looks like. If they don't know who the Holy Spirit is, show them what the Holy Spirit looks like in you. And quit talking about other people and just live it out. You know, you can spend time. He ain't no good. He should have did this. Now, what about you? You represent him then. So, pastor ain't no good. He ought to get it together. Then let me get it together first. He not together, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. How I treat you. So, let us represent Christ as one. Let us recognize the body of Christ as one. Everybody say, we are one. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. I love you so much. You're so amazing. And you've been amazing to all of us. You've showed us that there's nobody in this world can do anything independent of themselves. Everybody needs each other. And you reside in all of us. So whatever gift we need, whatever talent we need, whatever financial resource we need, it's going to come from you through somebody. So, Lord, we're all connected. So let us understand who you are. And let us love like you told us to love. And care like you told us to care. We love you so much. And if there's anyone out there that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, I'm asking you, Lord, to come into their heart right now. Let the day be their birthday. Let them make a commitment today to make you the Lord of their life. And I pray for those who were baptized today, who made a commitment to show the world that they're going to walk with you. We love you so much. And as we leave this place, never your presence. Lord, keep your Holy Spirit present in our life. Let us be aware of it. Let us be conscious of your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you'd like to be a member of this church, you want to be a part of Kingdom Embassy, in 2 weeks we'll have a new members class. But you want to see Trina, Camilla, someone, get your name on the list so you can be a member of the church. If you need prayer, come on up, and we'd love to pray for you. God bless you.